realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast, brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.
Hello and welcome back to realestate.com.au's Property Talk. This podcast series focuses on all you need to know about buying property. My name is Cameron Riley and I'm here again with our real estate expert, Andrew Pegler. Today, Andrew, we're going to talk about negative gearing and how it works.
Okay, let's start by defining what negative gearing actually is. Okay, let's break this down. Gearing, in this case, is when you borrow money to buy a house or an apartment. Now, if it's a big loan, then the interest that you have to pay will be more than how much rent you get, which makes the cash flow on the investment negative. Hence, we have what's called negative gearing.
So why is this such a big deal for property investors?
Because to encourage people to invest in property, the government gives tax deductions to negatively geared investment properties. Think of your investment in a property as like a business, and you've got two sides of the ledger. You've got money going out or expenses, and that includes your mortgage interest, which is usually your biggest expense, the maintenance, property management, insurance, rates, and depreciation. And then coming in, you've got just the rent from your tenant. Now, typically, your outgoings are going to be more than your incomings. So on paper, the property is actually making a loss and you are negatively gearing.
Okay, so why would you invest in something that's making a loss?
Well, it's a good question, Cameron, but I haven't revealed the full story as yet. There are two other things to take into account that make it well worth it. Firstly, over time, the value of your property increases, and this, of course, is called capital gains. And in most Australian capital cities, the average capital gain of property is anywhere between 8 to 10%. So on the plus side of the ledger, along with rent as well, you now have capital gains or the increased value of your property, which you will realise when you come to sell it. And together, these two add up to more than you paid in expenses and interest. If they do so, then you end up making a profit. And that's how you make money with capital growth property investments. Now, obviously, the success of capital growth property investing depends on picking the right location. This is critical because if you choose a bad location, you can be out of pocket with little or no capital gain. So the second thing to take into account that makes negative gearing worth it is the tax deduction you get, which, as I alluded to earlier on, this allows you to offset the loss of your investment property against your taxable income. So for example, if you earn $50,000 a year and your investment property is making a cash loss of $5,000 a year, then your taxable income is reduced to $45,000 a year. So in other words, you pay less tax. So in essence, there are three people paying for your investment property: you, your tenant, and the tax man.
And over time, the rent goes up, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It goes. The rent usually will keep pace with inflation, which, depending in what stage of the cycle we're at, is anywhere between 3 and 7%. So as time goes by, you have to put less and less in, and eventually the property becomes cash positive, which means you've got a little bit of cash left over after you paid all your interest and other expenses. So in a nutshell, the number one priority for capital growth investor is to buy in a location that's primed to grow. Secondly, just to redefine, negative gearing is the amount of money or the difference you have between the money you have coming in from your asset and the money you pay out. And finally, remember that capital growth property investing using negative gearing is a trade-off between your current cash flow and a healthy capital gain in the future.
Well, thank you, Andrew. That's a good overview on negative gearing. And Andrew and I will join you all next time on the next episode of Property Talk.
realestate.com.au's Property Talk podcast brought to you by realestate.com.au Home Loans. We'll find the loan that's right for you. Call 1300 854 854.